have, well, you use the word beat, right?
Mm-hmm.
The oats are
beating.
Well, how would you say it? The oats are.
Let's see, the oats are.
Okay, I think we're gonna skip that one. That's getting too ridiculous. If you have a job to do, and you and another man have got to do the job, or another woman, and you told her about it, you'd say you and
I. You and I have a job to do, or something.
Okay. Or if you say it instead of job, you and I.
You and I have it to do.
Okay. Now, if you're not speaking to him, or just talking about him, or her, this person that you've got a job to do with, you'd say this job is for.
It's for us.
Okay. Well, how would you say, not just us, but you'd say something in front of us. This job is.
We.
No, well, you want to use us, but put fun, yeah, something in front of it.
You put something in front of us.
This job is for?
This job is for us to do.
Okay, I think I'm going to go with that one. You think you might say both or all?
Both of us.
This job is for?
Both of us.
Okay. If some of you are friends of yours and you are coming over to see me, you say, and are coming to see you. So you'd say,
you and I?
No, it's another person that I'm not.
Oh, I say Kathy and I or something like that.
Okay, now how would you say her name? I mean, if you didn't say her name, what would you say? Yeah, go ahead.
She and I.
You better say that way. Would you say it that way if you were just talking to a friend? You're not worried about how your grammar is. How would you usually say it?
But I would say it without using her name.
Right. It's a lot like you said she and I, but that's real proper, and I was wondering if you might say it any other way.
We will be asking. We'll be over to see you.
Yeah, well, it's like you use you and you use her, but not she and I.
It wouldn't be her and I.
Right. Okay. Would you say that? Would it be natural for you to say that? Okay.
Yeah.
If you knock at the door and the people say who's there, and they know your voice, so you say.
Me. That's what I mostly say.
So you say it's
me.
Alright, now if we were sitting here and expecting someone who knocks at the door, you say, oh, it's only
open?
No, if you're talking about the person. Oh, it's
it's only Dawn.
Okay, if you don't use the name, but like you did with she, it's only.
Oh, it's only him or her.
Okay. Now if it's it, okay, you said her. If it's two people, you say it's.
It's all of them.
Okay, great. You got those right in a row. Now, if you were comparing how tall you were, you'd say he's not as tall as.
I am. He's not as tall as I am.
Okay. Now, comparing how tall you are again, you say I'm not as.
I'm not as tall as she are. She is.
Now, comparing how well you can do something, you say he can do it better than.
Than I? Can do it. He can do it better than I can do it.
If a man had been running for 2 miles and then had to stop, like he couldn't go, he had it. You'd say 2 miles is.
Is too far?
No. It's two. He's covered 2 miles, so you'd say 2 miles. he could go, you know, you're talking about how he could go. Mm-hmm. 2 miles is...
It's a long way, or?
No, he's just covered it. Mm-hmm. And you're talking about the lips.